Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Hello, and thank you for joining me for the podcast today. I'm so grateful to have you with me. We're going to talk about resilience skills. Resilience is a really important topic right now. We are in very perilous times. So many things are happening. Just this week, there was some terrible weather across the country. There are numbers of people contracting COVID-19 increasing. There are states where there's a lot of tension and strife between people, a lot of arguing across the world, and also illness. There's so much going on. And among all these things, it can be very easy to feel discouraged, to feel stuck, to feel totally stalled. Within you, there are some beautiful, great traits and abilities. Other people around you need your strength. And you need to be able to tap into that beauty that is within yourself. There are a lot of ways you can discover what your strengths are and what would work best for you to use at this time. Employing your strengths gives you every possibility of feeling better, becoming more resilient, and also being helpful to other people at home and at work and in your community. Think about what your strengths are. You don't have to go out and pick a new strength or learn something totally new to have these strengths. These are part of you. They're just part of who you are. And throughout your life, character strengths will continue to emerge. Likely, they are a theme that has been pretty consistent for you. I took the VIA Character Strengths Assessment, which you can find linked on the homepage of my website, drbcoach.com. I took that about a year ago. Just the other day, I took it again. I thought this would be interesting. I wonder if the same strengths will show up. I was actually quite surprised to see the top five strengths listed again and in the exact same order they showed up a year ago. That's especially surprising to me because there is a lot more stress in my life right now, a lot more uncertainty. So much more has happened recently with the pandemic and a lot of other issues. And if these were relative strengths, perhaps they would change. They'd be in a different order. They'd be kind of showing up differently, or some other strength might come into play. But all five of my top strengths showed up again exactly the same. Now, some of my middle and lower strengths were in different orders because I'm simply using them or not using them or moving things around and emphasizing different approaches I might take. But those core strengths that the VIA character folks who created that study, those strengths they talk about as signature strengths, those are the ones that didn't appear to change. I wonder what that result would look like for you. If you take your VIA character strengths assessment and take a look at it and get to know your strengths a little bit, and then a couple years down the road, take that assessment again, I wonder what that would do in your life. The interesting thing is, we all are so very different in our strengths, in our capacity, in our personalities. There's this essence of you that can be broken down, categorized, listed, and described, but the essence of you, as descriptive as we might be, cannot truly be captured in words. You are one of a kind. You are absolutely unique, and that is a beautiful thing. I heard this story recently about a sculptor, I believe in India. This sculptor would have giant blocks of marble brought to his courtyard, and they would be put there and just kind of left until he was ready to begin the sculpture. And this man sculpted giant elephants. So he would get the block, and he would study it for a long, long time. Not imposing his own will on it, not trying to create a work of art, but trying to discover the line, the shape, the elephant within the block that he could then proceed to find. He would study it and look at it until he started to see that emerge. And as he started to see the shape of the creature, he would then begin to sculpt. As he would sculpt that elephant, More and more of the image of the elephant within the rock would emerge in his mind, and he would see it there in the rock until eventually the finished sculpture took shape. And it would be a mighty, majestic, giant elephant, trunk in the air, ears looking like as if they're in motion, a beautiful thing. And when asked how he could envision the elephant inside the rock, he would simply say, "It was there all the time. I simply removed everything that wasn't elephant." And it's just like that with each of us. There is greatness, there is character, there is strength and beauty within each human being. There is within you. The question is, how will you discover it? How will you see it clearly and let it truly shine uninterrupted, unshadowed by distractions, clearly for the person that you are in strength that you do have? If we take that analogy of the elephant sculptor, it suggests that there are many things in one's life that must be discarded, that must be tossed aside in favor of that greater strength. Some people would call this self-restraint or self-discipline. Others would call it maturing into the higher self. The great thing is, if that is true, if any of that is true, which I believe it to be, then the greater self is within you the entire time. You are capable of all those things you wish to do. But the weaknesses or the distractions or the things that really come between you and your vision of who you'd like to be, all those things that tug at your time and interrupt your goals and keep you from moving forward, they need to be dealt with and discarded in some way or handled. Maybe there are some things along the way that could be delegated. And in the end, things can be brought into alignment so that you can live more clearly as the higher self that you are, as that beautiful shape within the marble sculpture stone waiting to be carved. The great thing is, it really is about decision making. It comes down to decisively choosing. You have many options before you. It's sort of like you can take the freeway to get somewhere, you can take a country road, you can take a city street, and you can get to the same destination all three ways. But they will have different results along the way. Perhaps the time it takes will be different. Perhaps the experience along the journey will be different. Yes, you can still get to the same destination. For some, that country road will be refreshing, nourishing, getting you in touch with your higher sense of nature, order, maybe even the universe, the supernatural, or God. The highway or the freeway might be efficient, safer, faster, more freeing because you can drive a lot faster. Or maybe it will even feel supportive to you because you're surrounded by a lot of other people in their cars. Perhaps there are some people who really crave that. So there are results from each type of journey, right? The destination can, of course, be the same for both. So the question becomes, when you are chipping away at all those things that don't belong in your life, to let go of them, to build the strength within, to draw it out, to find it, to see that beautiful creature that you are, where does resilience come into play? Resilience isn't just a gift. It's not just a strength that some people have that the rest of us are weak at. Resilience is the power, the ability, and the skill of adapting. Basically, something has come along that is adversity or stress or trauma or something that has really stopped your forward motion. Resilience is the ability to employ certain strategies and tools to get things back in order and get moving again. Basically, to overcome the setbacks that have come to you. Some have said this is called adapting well in the face of adversity. Others have called this exercising your internal locus of control. Whatever you call it, resilience is a powerful thing that we can all learn, and you don't have to be born with it. You do have certain strengths within, and certainly one of those might be resilience. But it doesn't have to be. Resilience can be cultivated by believing that you can cope with hard things, that you can handle hard things, that you can recover from major setbacks, and that things will always be better in the future. You can do many things that are within your control to move forward. So the first resilience skill I would advocate or suggest focusing on is that belief that you can control many things, and the power to move forward and cope with things is within your control. Secondly, another resilience skill is connection. We seek positive relationships to build us and support us and create a network so that we have people around us to keep us strong in the face of challenges and obstacles. So creating connection, learning how to be connected to other people, those are skills. A third one that will help us with resilience is self-awareness. Self-awareness can be learning how you're really feeling. Sometimes we might be totally out of touch with our own emotions, especially if what we've gone through is especially difficult for us. We can do that by talking about what we're going through, seeking to make meaning out of the experience, talking about surviving it, what it means to be on the other side for us. And this might be a new term, job crafting. Job crafting has to do with if you're in what might seem to you to be a mundane type of job, you can take it, you can kind of bring your own values into it, and you can sort of make it your own even when the job itself hasn't changed a whole lot. Self-awareness about how we're being impacted and what our experience is like can really build a lot of resilience. So far, I've mentioned locus of control, connection to others, and self-awareness. I'd also like to mention creation. I believe creation is a resilience skill. This is where we intentionally activate the positive emotions within us. We might be feeling incredibly devastated and very down on a regular basis. There are times when we might even want to see a therapist and get additional help. We can intentionally activate positive emotions and sustain those emotions over time, even when difficult things are happening. The more we share those feelings, share the thoughts we're having, and choose that more positive spin on things, and help others that are going through difficult times, the more we're able to create a new future, different than what we have experienced or we are experiencing right now. We can fill that with purpose and meaning. Perhaps maybe we can even consider ourselves on this mission to help other people who are struggling. And then lastly, letting go. This is the idea of chipping away at that marble sculpture to reveal the beauty and strength within. As we let go, we have to know what we think and feel so that we can let go of those beliefs that are not really serving us, those thoughts that are sabotaging us moving forward, and deal with our emotions by feeling them and then letting them go and moving forward. Letting go can be especially hard. If we are in habits of thinking a certain way for a very long time, it takes intentional practice to think something new, to think that we can change the situation, we can feel differently. Some additional things that really build resilience, and I believe these should be like the core of our plan, are to get adequate sleep, exercise sufficiently every single day. Movement is very important to process the chemicals that go throughout our body in feeling emotion, but also to keep us in a state of energy. And rejuvenation from downtime, from refreshing activities we might love, from connections with other people, and really not making ourselves be productive all the time. Resilience can be cultivated, it can be taught, and it can be learned. We can all improve our resilience. Now is a great time to focus on that. The beauty and strength within us, like that elephant coming out of the sculpture, that can be easily revealed as we begin letting go, taking control, and consciously living from our positive and intentional side. Thank you for listening to me today. In all of the hardship and difficulty you're experiencing right now, I wish you all the best. And I know that as you learn to recognize your strengths and draw them into different situations you're facing, that you can have greater joy and satisfaction in your life. You can feel more empowered to handle difficult things, and you can take yourself to the next level in the areas that you would like to grow. Further, you can really help the people around you as well to feel hope and see that in the future, things can be better than they are right now. And even if we continue to struggle with similar challenges, we can handle them. Here's to being the best version of you this week. This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.